Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I was bummed, too. I know I had to cancel my steak and BJ workshop. You know, it's the holiday after Valentine's Day for men. Anyway, I was sick, but tonight I'm so much better, and I'm ready to give you some of the best BJ tips plus the 10 oral sex tricks you're not trying, but you should be. Also answering your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Okay, everyone, I don't know about you, but in Los Angeles, oh, it's probably winter everywhere, huh, Anderson? But in Los Angeles, we've had a total random heat wave, which makes me wonder, how's your balls doing today? Even if you're freezing, your balls probably not that fresh, okay? Your whole body, you sweat. You think you shower in the morning. And you know what? At the end of the day, you're not as fresh as you thought. So down under comfort, I've talked about it. It is voted by Men's Magazine, Men's Health, the number one product you didn't know you needed, so you better get it. It's a unique formula. It's a light natural powder. It actually starts as a little cream formula, turns into a powder, and you smell amazing all day long. Right, Anderson? You've used it. You sweat.
I love it.
If you ever are thinking like you have a date or something and you're like, oh, what if she wants to give me a blowjob, but I'm not fresh? You're fresh and she'll keep coming back for more. Women under your breasts, what?
It's that extra little bit of confidence.
It gives you that bit of confidence. And it's true. So you'll love it. Check it out. EmilyandTony.com, down under comfort right now, and use Emily for 20% off. But until March 29th, you get a free down under comfort when you purchase any full size massage candle with the code offline. So check it out. EmilyandTony.com. Use code OFFLINE until March 29th. Thanks for listening. Love you, mean it.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Check it out. Check out our fun website. There's more sex facts, relationship tips. We'll answer your questions. And sign up for my newsletter. And check it out. And I'm here with Anderson tonight. Hi, Anderson. It's
what
so good. My heart, I miss you.
I know. It's been
pain.
Like a month.
It feels like a month. It feels like a year. I've been gone for 2 weeks. I was in New York, as we know.
Have you had any kids since I've seen you?
I did. I had a kid.
Okay,
I gave it back, just like my dog. Did you know my dog that I gave back?
You're one of those ladies that gives back a dog?
It was a long story. It was a while ago. Anyway, it's funny because I was listening to some throat. I've been doing this show for a long time, 2,500 episodes. And lately, we were listening to some of the ones just from a few years ago. And it's pretty funny how it evolved. Because I never listened to the show. And they're actually still really good because it's evergreen. You know, giving a blowjob 3 years ago is
it's
pretty
the
much the
same as it was
but,
back before.
But funny Jesus. Stuff. And I talked about my dog, which is a long story. But I did not have children. I was in New York, and I was at a Tony Robbins seminar. And then I, you
got
know Tony
big
Robbins?
Hands.
Dude, he's like 6'7".
He's a large man.
Large man. Yeah. Big feet, big hands. You know what they say.
Big gloves. He's hot. Big shoes.
I mean, he's really smart. And people might think, oh, motivation. You know, when you think about him, you might think skeevy, or you might
self-help
think.
Self-help book, yeah.
Motivational speaker. Like, he was in the 90s. He was like on cable everywhere, selling his, hawking his stuff. But I was really inspired by it. I have a lot of friends over the years, several friends who were probably the most successful people I know who went to go hear him. And then after that, they were like their whole career, like, you know, and they,
really?
Not only did they, it wasn't like, oh, their careers just took off. They, I saw them change. And it's very rare. Like, you can do stuff, take yoga for a while, meditate. And I don't know. It just, I'm always trying to work on myself. So I feel like I learned a lot.
Don't take this the wrong way.
What?
But you haven't changed.
Well, dude, let me tell you.
You came in tonight with a head of steam and you're the same old Emily. Same old Emily.
But I have done a lot of things that are different since
okay,
you've
good.
Seen me.
You look happy. You
I
seem
do?
Happy.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Except for I look too skinny. I know. I got really sick.
You
so what happened
gaunt.
Was.
A little gaunt.
So I went to Tony Robbins, amazing New Jersey. It was like 6 degrees, but it was great. Then I went to New York and I went for Lifestyles Condoms because I was shooting some videos for them.
What do those videos look like?
Oh my God, dude. They were hilarious. I cannot wait for people to see it. It was so funny. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about them, but you know how a lot of people, and the reason why I love Lifestyles, I've talked about this, but they make Lifestyles brands and then they have Skin, SKYNN, and people are SKYN, and people are always emailing me like, what kind of condoms? And because people, there's such a stigma with condoms. Do agree that people, I know
I'm
you're married.
I'm married now, so I don't have to deal with them. But yeah, back right. in the day, brutal.
What were your excuses? Like, what's the number, what are the excuses why guys are like, oh, can't wear a condom?
I trust you, baby.
Right.
I think you're clean.
What else?
I don't have one. No, I always wrapped. I'm not stupid.
Okay, well, typical things are like, oh, I'm too big. I've been with one of those guys.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm too big. So we did these funny commercials where they're going to be online soon, but I had to put, I was kind of debunking excuses because they make these skin condoms that are actually polyisoprene, not latex, which a lot of condoms are latex. I know I might be losing you here. It's a material that's really thin. It's like the next to, truly next to wearing nothing. And we showed that you could put like 5 cucumbers in one of them and hold it, and it didn't break. I'm like, too big? Don't think so. And then there was another one, another excuse. Guys are like, oh, it's too awkward to put on, and like, I'm embarrassed in the moment. So I actually put a condom on, a banana, with a blindfold and oven mitts. I ripped it down. It took me like 20 seconds. And then I put them on butternut squashes for people who think they're too big.
I know I'm always coming up with sex ideas. It seems like whenever I'm with you, I'm always coming up with these. I think it's because what you talk about stimulates the mind in such a way. But you should invent something. Here's another invention.
Ooh.
It's a condom wrapper that somehow like has little things goes over the girl's ears, so you can like put it on like a mask almost, and then you can put it on with your mouth.
Oh, a woman can put it on with her mouth.
Yeah, it would be like an incentive.
Like I thought you were saying it was like a dental dam that.
No,
wait,
no,
what do you mean?
Like something like there's like little attachments on there, like so you open it up and then you can put it. So it's like over your mouth now as a girl, and then she puts it on with her mouth. Like
she can already do that. I actually do you know how you do that? You take it out and you put it around your mouth and you suck back, and then
that
you
sounds
put
very
it,
dangerous.
Then don't let it, and you have the rims of it around your mouth, and then you go down the penis.
That's
but
a
I know
sexiest
what you're saying.
Way of putting one on.
Do women do that?
I don't know. I'm married.
Dude, did they ever do that? I really feel like I've been with guys who are just like, I got this. And I'm like, cool. Because I don't want to put it on backwards. I don't want to break.
I'd be hard-pressed to come up with a more of a boner killer, like right in the middle of sex, though, than like getting like a little wet nap out of a little packaging and fumbling.
It's not
you
fun.
Can't tell which way is which in the dark, especially. And like a lot of, you're 50-50. You're going to put it on the wrong way, and then it just won't go down.
Yeah, exactly.
Brutal.
It's brutal. But these were actually, I was surprised because it's been a while. Usually, again, I just have the guys do the pleasantries with the condoms, which I always use. But they, I did it with a freaking blindfold. I'm really proud of myself. And I really love, they've just cool condoms. Anyway, okay, so it was fun, but then I got deathly ill. I got a flu, influenza, had a huge fever, and then I was sick. And I wasn't on Loveline or here, which was like, you know I've never missed.
No, she doesn't ever call
me. Made me very sick. Sad.
Yeah.
So here we are. Okay, and tonight.
Well, you're looking gaunt, so you're going to start eating some
high caloric
foods.
I know, so I lost, I couldn't eat. And you know what's sad? This is kind of sad. I don't want to bring you all down, but like, I live alone, no dog. I have some good friends, but I'm not really good at asking for help. I flew in. I was so sick. I took like an Uber back. From the airport, lied down sick. Went in the morning to my doctor in the back of an Uber. Like, couldn't sit up. Had to get I'm alone. I was so hungry. I was alone.
You could have called me.
I wasn't hungry for the first 5 days.
I would have
brought some soup. I know, but I'm not gonna ask. But then my friends did all send me food and stuff. But I'm sorry. I look gaunt and horrible.
Your Russian landlord help you out at all?
Freaking rush landlord, no, not at all. Yeah. Nothing. I didn't tell him I was sick because I'm not great at asking for help, which is actually something that I'm working on. A la Tony Robbins, I realize a lot of things about myself that I do. Like, it's hard for me to be vulnerable a lot in many situations.
You're a strong woman.
I'm a very strong woman, but that's, we all need each other. And I'm not saying I don't break down and I don't have amazing friends. I do. But my first instinct is to, take care of myself, everyone else. So I am different. You're going to see it soon, okay? Change doesn't happen overnight.
I'm watching. I'm looking.
So let's just get into it. So I thought, another thing I had to cancel, which was devastating, steak and blowjob day.
A likely excuse. The lady, the woman.
Do you guys know?
I know she didn't cancel Valentine's Day.
I wasn't sick then. But I was supposed to do a workshop at Hustler Hollywood, which was they ordered all these steaks and all these blowjobs. No, they sort of
did
steaks.
They get a fill-in for you?
No. I mean, it was me. It was my event. And we had, a bunch of RSVPs, and I felt I didn't have a voice. And my doctor looked at me like I was crazy.
Explain what you had to do?
No. I said, Dr. Sue, I'm speaking tomorrow night at something. He's like, well, you can do a swing by. I'm like, no, I'm teaching a workshop. And thank God he didn't ask what kind of workshop.
What would you have told him?
I would have told him the truth. I said, actually, because people, what am I, lie? Blowjobs. I would have said, it's a blowjob workshop. Actually, did you know today's steak and blowjob? So it's a month after Valentine's Day. If you don't know what it is, it's sort of the men. Did you get a blowjob on steak and blowjob day?
I'm married.
Dude, that is the friggin' lamest answer ever. I'm just going to say yes.
It covers all bases.
I did a great show the other day.
Saying I'm married.
Yeah, you know what most people would think? You haven't gotten one since your wedding day.
Right. That's kind of what I'm implying here. It's not true, but that's what I'm implying.
Well, let me tell you this. First of all, that's depressing.
Not as depressing as having no friends and being in the backseat of an Uber to a lonely
house. No, I have friends. All my friends rallied once they heard I was sick, but I'm not going to be like, can you come leave work and help me?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are like that.
Yeah, a lot of people are. Although I had friends in San Francisco who'd get sick and they're like, can you do this? And then
those aren't your friends.
No. And it's not that I don't have friends. It's just when you're sick and you are in your house, I was so contagious. It's like you feel alone. Okay, but I did another show this week with Lynette Carolla.
Oh, I love her. She's great.
I love her.
How does she deal?
With Adam?
How in the world does she deal with Carolla?
I don't know, but she is so awesome, and she says that she never says no to blood. She gives blowjobs all the time.
Well, that's why he married. Well, that's more than the many benefits that he gets by being with her.
She's beautiful. She's smart. It was an awesome show.
I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Love Carolla. Worked with him for years, but the two of them, it's just how did he come out?
They've been together 20 years. We talked all about how to keep the sex interesting.
Go far
ahead.
What
she does, how he broke up with her right before they got married, the whole thing.
Was she on your show, or were you on her
show? I've been on her show. She's a podcast called For Crying Out Loud. And I was on her show a few months ago, and then she was on my show the other day. And it was really interesting, and she never says no to the blowjob. And I think, that's the thing, is that you just... How long does it take you to give a goddamn blowjob? Really?
Well, it depends. If he's got delayed ejaculation,
that's a bummer. If he's delayed ejaculation... I dated a guy like that once, and it took about 80 minutes to give a blowjob.
80?
I couldn't speak.
Yeah,
you know me. I'm a go-getter. I got to finish.
Yeah. But it doesn't make you, want to get up and do the next one, though.
No, not at all. Never again. I broke up with him. Not after that. But okay, so Tuesday, May 12th, though, Lynette and I are doing a live podcast. I'm going to be on her podcast live in Hollywood. There'll be more information on my website at some point soon. Okay, let's get into a little bit of sex in the news here. I love this. Ready? A philanthropic man makes Craigslist post offering to rate the boobs of all New York City women for free. Isn't that kind?
What a giver.
Good Samaritan, right? So this guy, this is such a, okay, he supposedly dated models and strippers. He's taken to Craigslist to offer up his philanthropic services to all the women of New York City. He provides a very unique service, one that's not often found in the Yellow Pages, and I'm not talking about the plot to Taken. This New Yorker is offering to check out the boobs of any and every woman in New York City and provide feedback. He claims that women can't trust their men when asking how their boobs look. So he's going to be the boob judging knight in shining armor. Dude, first of all, who is this guy? I mean, no ulterior motive here, right? He's like, I seen boobs. I dated a model once, and I'll be totally honest. I want nothing from you. I'm just trying to, help you all out, women love compliments, and he probably thinks that they'll, sleep with them or something. He's like, you got a really nice rack. Now, who is he going to say? You don't have a nice rack? I mean...
Does he have to see them, bra off, clothes off?
Everything, I'm sure.
In person or pictures?
But it was flagged for removal. No, they have to, show up, I think. It was flagged for removal. And he thinks it'll help women feel better about themselves. And, yeah.
Is there such thing as a boob doctor? There's not, right?
Well, there's breast doctors.
There's like ass doctors, feet doctors, eye doctors, dentists.
Like a boob doctor, like a therapist, like, yeah, like a therapist boob.
It's
he's like,
or
yeah.
her thing. That's just boobs.
Yeah.
There
he's
is?
Like, I'll tell you the truth. And it is true that oftentimes, you know, women don't give up. I think it's hard to talk to your friends for advice sometimes about things. About clothes or even about men or about relationships. Like, they don't know. They're not in it. But. Well, who the hell
plus,
is
they're going to tell you what you want to hear.
He's like a boob master.
He might be very objective. Who knows?
But, okay, just because he thinks a boob looks good, why do I even... Who the hell is he? He dated models and strippers. Like, what a... new model. Whatever. Why would I judge him? So maybe he likes big boobs.
He didn't give you a good score then? Is that why you're so pissed?
I sent him my boobs. I haven't heard back yet, and I'm really, really
he's
insulted.
He's really backlogged.
I feel really bad.
You know that a lot of women actually probably hit him up.
You think?
Well, people kill their wives and children and get marriage proposals, so I'm assuming that women are going to respond to this.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Don't respond to this guy. He sounds creepy, but okay. But then my friend freaked me out about my boobs the other day because I actually don't really worry about my, I don't know. I'm anxious about other things, you know, like I'm weird stuff, not stuff that most women, but everyone here has a boob job in LA, which to be honest, in San Francisco, nobody does. None of my friends. It's just, I know you think that's weird, but it's true. It's a very different, I know like Dr. Drew always makes fun of me. Like, it's different here. I'm hard pressed to find anyone who doesn't. So my friend, she's like, yeah, I think I'm going to get one. They're drooping. And I'm like, I wonder what, like, I don't spend a lot of time looking in the mirror. And then I looked at them and I was like, I think they're great. And I was like, oh, maybe. Like, I've been in LA for 2 years and I'm like, I'm not going to get a boob job. But seriously, every single woman I know has a boob job.
Is it starting to creep in a little bit?
Yes. She made me so insecure because she's like few years younger than I am.
Was she looking at your
naked boobs? She looks hot. No, we were on the phone and she's like, I think I'm going to get a boob job. And I was like, why? You look, she's like, amazing, hot body. I've seen her in a bathing suit. I'm like, maybe I should. Freaking crazy women.
Don't do that.
I'm not calling the boob doctor. I'm not. If I did, I wouldn't tell you. But I'm not going to. Just kidding. I wouldn't. I would never. I liked my boobs until my friend didn't
put
like
them
her
away.
Boobs.
They look great. They look. You're fine. You're
they're
good.
They're not great. Whatever. No, they're okay. Okay, so listen. A good night's sleep. This is my next Sex and the
story. Are you just jumping right off the boob story?
Well, no like, I don't know. Like, here's the thing. First of all, I get that as you get older, you have kids. I don't have kids. But, you know, your boobs, they do start to
sometimes
shrink. I should have taken pictures. What? They like get them fixed.
Yeah, get them fixed.
Like, you get them lifted. That's what you get. You get a boob lift. It's not like I want mine bigger. Because I think my boobs are nice. They're like... I'm like a B.
Oh, no.
What?
Are you going to go out and have a couple kids so you have a good excuse to get a boob job?
No, I would just do it. I'm not having kids.
Tack on boobs. Dude. Don't do that.
Are you having kids?
We're trying.
I'm married.
We're trying.
Are you trying? Good.
We're not trying that hard because we're busy, but we're trying.
You got to like get the pee on the ovulation. Do you know all the ovulation thing and have sex all weekend?
Yeah, she's got the app, man. But it makes sex kind of clinical and it's not as hot.
I know. She's got to make it hot.
I'm trying to inseminate. All right. Dr. Drew brought up, he's been bringing it up for years, and it's really interesting that if, like, people from the future were to, like, aren't going to find us, like, buried, like, this generation especially, they're going to find silicone breasts, silicone gel packs on top of, like, skeletons.
That's...
And they're going to think it's some kind of ritual we had, like a burying ritual. How weird is
because
that?
Because they don't disintegrate?
They don't disintegrate.
Silicone doesn't.
So they're going to be in the caskets.
Oh,
like
my
if,
God, that's
like,
crazy.
We get crumbled somehow, like the Roman Empire, and then they discover us years later. That's weird.
That's
right?
Really weird. There'd be like an antique watch, maybe, and then like just little silicone brown
must
things.
Be some kind of like burying ritual. Yeah.
So that you're assuming then that boob jobs are going to go away and people will stop doing
I believe
it.
So, yeah. Don't you think?
I have no idea. I've never seen, I mean, really.
Nothing worse than a bad boob job.
Have you seen a bad, like, oh, yeah. You mean the ones that are really big? Or, I mean,
they're
I honestly.
Taut, like the skin's taut? Yeah, no good.
Like
they
when
jiggle,
you've seen them
you
close
them.
Up, you could hear.
Yeah. I've been with girls where I can hear them.
We like hear them when they're just like talking or walking or
when
what?
When they're jostling. Like when I'm down and we're doing stuff.
They make a different noise?
Sloshing.
Oh, I'm
sloshing.
Moving my boobs.
Yeah.
Sloshing?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
No, I did not
I
know that.
I dated one girl who like one started leaking and when she had to, like go have like an emergency.
When
like,
you were with her?
Yeah.
Were you like biting on her nipple
it
or something?
It was really, it was like
were you
dating
sticking
a robot.
Pins in it?
I felt like I was dating a car. It was really nice.
Like she started literally leaking.
She was leaking, yeah. She was feeling sick and then they found out that like one of her boobs was leaking. And you could actually see that one was sagging a little bit. It's like, oh, Christ. What am I doing? I liked it for her, not for her boobs, but...
Can you tell right away if a woman has a boob job?
I didn't used to be able to at all, and now I can tell. Now
it's
I can
the
tell.
Boob dar. I don't have boob dar or gay dar. I think everyone's... You know.
So what you're telling me is you see someone without a boob job, and you're like, ah, oh, they must be San Francisco or some other part of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I'm serious. Exactly. I don't even know if they do. I'm like, oh, do you? Really? Like, people... I hear everyone so open about it. They're like, look, feel them. I got my boob done.
A lot of the girls, like, too, like, who have had boob jobs, like, they spend so much money on them or went through so much pain with them that they'll just whip them out. Like, we'll be at, you know, at a bar and she'll be like, you want to see? And she'll just, you know.
But can you tell? Can you? I've talked to my guy friends about it. You can tell if they're fake, but you don't really care. I mean, if they're not leaking all over your hand.
But there have been a couple girls where, like, I didn't know until, like, I saw them. And I saw the scars when the lights were on.
Oh.
Like, one girl in particular, I was with her for a couple months before I realized. I'm like, oh, my God, she's got a boob job.
Right.
But she had a good one.
The scars were, like, underneath. Like...
Underneath. Yeah. Nowadays, I think they just make tiny little slivers right at the nips.
Yeah, I'm sure they
shove them in.
They're like, doop. Right, exactly. So, you know, but it is funny. I mean, San Francisco is, like, it's just, you know, it's a different town, and no one does. But here, she made me so insecure. For a minute. I forgot about it until now. Until the boob man. I'm confident.
You're good
except
to
if I'm too thin, I just need to go and eat a cheeseburger. So that's a good boob talk. We're going to get to blowjobs soon and your emails, which are awesome. We've been getting a lot of great questions lately. I love hearing from you all. I love my listeners. I just want to say I love them. Don't you love your listeners? Aren't you so grateful that you make a living doing what you're doing?
Listeners are pretty great.
And your podcast?
Without them.
How's it going?
Film Vault's doing quite well, and the After Disaster is doing well as well.
Good.
We just sold all of our shirts. We need to get more shirts.
Really?
Yeah, people love their
After Disaster. I want to sell shirts. Can we talk about that?
What would your shirt look like?
My shirt, on the back it says, I had sex with Emily and all I got was this t-shirt. And on the front it has my logo. And I made a few of them a few years ago for the Treasure Island
Music
Festival.
Have I seen your logo? Where's your logo?
Dude, it's on my website. You've never seen my Sex with Emily logo.
I must have seen it. Yeah.
It's the lips. It's really cute.
Oh, yeah, the lips.
So
yeah.
I had a booth at the Treasure Island Music Festival in San Francisco a few years ago, which is an awesome festival. We made like five. And I posted on a TBT, Throwback Thursday, on Instagram. And I got like hundreds of requests from people who want. I said, who wants one? And then I got like about 105. I haven't even gotten that many emails about anal sex. But like about 200 people were like, I want one. I want one. Because they're really cute. And I thought, I should sell some t-shirts.
You should do some
but
shirts.
But you guys, it would support the show. And then I would never read another ad again. If you just all bought t-shirts for me.
We'll talk shirts after
okay.
the show. I got a
anyway,
couple ideas.
Got it. Okay. So here's the thing. A good night's sleep fires up women's sexual desire. Sleeping well does more than keep those dark circles and eye bags at bay. For a new study claims it boosts your sexual desire. In a study of 171 women, those who obtain more sleep on a given night experience greater sexual desire the next day. Reflecting sleep's impact on sexual desire, each additional hour of sleep increased the likelihood of sexual activity with a partner by 14%. Sleep, most importantly, was important for genital arousal, such that women who slept longer on average experienced fewer problems with vaginal arousal than women who obtained less sleep. Which is interesting because it's, think about like, you always think about people with kids and they never sleep. And, you know, that's, I mean, there's so many things contributing to why. If you don't sleep, it messes you up. You're not as sharp. But if you have kids and you're sleeping like 2 hours a night, like your sexual desire, you know, vaginal.
You don't want to do
excitement.
Anything if you're tired.
No, but even in life, like, but they don't say how many hours of sleep. I try to get 8. So the take-home message should not be that more sleep is better, but that it was important to allow ourselves to obtain the sleep that the mind and body required. It is true. And I feel like one of the reasons I got sick was because I was in New York and I was not sleeping very well. And I don't – do you sleep – how many hours – you're like a crazy night owl, right?
Yeah, I sleep like 6. I try and get 6 a night, 6 hours.
That's not very much.
No.
That's not enough.
No.
So do you – well, this is about vaginas, but
– you know what? But cocaine girls – coke horses are more commonly known. They love the sex, and they don't sleep much. So that should round out the study
a little
bit.
I'm sure they really love it. They think they love it. Just like guys on coke. They think they love
nothing
it.
Nothing better than coke sex. Nothing better.
Really, dude?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But can't you not get hard? Or you get hard, but you can't come?
You stay for a long time, yeah. You keep going. Good long nights.
Sounds like a good time. Okay, let's get into some blowjob tips. And I'd like you to chime in, because you have a penis.
I'm married.
Dude, you can chime in about what you like about if I'm correct here, because I'm giving you some tips. Listen, we've done a lot of shows on oral sex for women, and I've had, and this, we're going to get in your emails too, but, you know, a lot of women are like, what about, I want blowjob tips. And every single person, intern who's worked for me, friends of mine are like, I need a little refresher. So you're welcome to agree, disagree, and you're welcome to add things in. Maybe not your own penis, maybe other people's penises if you don't want it because you're married.
That's all guys ever talk about is the best blowjobs they've ever gotten. And
well,
technique. That's all we talk about.
Do you?
We go out for martinis
well, you
and
know what's
talk
funny?
About blowjobs.
Anderson, you make fun, but coming up in this show, I do have people who emailed me and said, we asked for your best blowjob story ever. This was all in preparation for my blowjob workshop. And we got some really good emails. In fact, I'm going to start with one of them before I get into the tips to warm you all up.
I got one, too, before the show's over. It wasn't me. It was a friend of mine who told me this because she was, like, a little bit mentally challenged. It's a great story, though. It's a blowjob story.
Okay. And you were kidding that you and your friends share blowjob stories,
yeah,
right?
we don't do that.
Guys don't do that at all. They're like, she gave me head. She didn't give me head.
There's usually, like, in a group of friends, there's usually one weird guy that talks too much about sex, and he's probably because he's not getting much, and
he's
that guy's
lying.
A little creepy. We don't talk about sex nearly as much as the ladies do.
Oh, my God. We get all over it. That's what we do. Did he do this? Did he do this? The fingers? Okay, ready? Dear Emily, the best blowjob I've ever gotten was this last Valentine's Day. My mate and I were totally starting off on the wrong foot. All our plans were getting crushed, and it was putting us both in a nasty mood. Things really started getting ugly. We left the hotel we were staying at to find sweet suits so we could enjoy the hot tub later and try to turn things around. We found a sports authority, and after getting no help from the staff, we decided to just share the dressing room. As I modeled the swimsuit I found, she grabbed my hips as she sat in front of me and took me in her mouth. All that bottled-up aggression found its release at that moment. It was totally hot, and it managed to completely turn our evening around. Thank you, sports authority, for being so attentive. Now, I think that one of the reasons why this is probably... This is from a guy. We don't want to release his name.
Sounded lesbianic at first.
I know it did. He's like partner, mate.
Right.
I think that this was interesting because spontaneity.
The spontaneity is good.
What man doesn't want a spontaneous blowjob?
They're pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
And she grabbed him, like grabbing his hips. That's hot, right? Like she wants to devour you. She was aggressive with it. And, you know, she salvaged a rough night. I think any fight could end with a good blowjob. What do you say, no?
Any fight. Well, it's a little dangerous, though. If she's really pissed, you don't want...
She might bob at your...
Yeah, you don't want it around the teeth.
Venus, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's not going to do that.
I hope he bought those swim trunks. Hope he didn't...
Ah, he said he did.
Put them back on the...
So, thank you for sharing that. And also, here's the thing. Going back to through my former... My shows, my best of that we're releasing, is that... the show's evolved a lot over the years, and people did used to send me, like, I used to say to people, like, what is the best sex you ever had? Can you describe to me your best sex or your best blowjob or your best, you know, oral man going, whatever it is, threesome. So I love those stories. So email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, so here's some blowjob tips that you might not know. And again, Anderson, Married Anderson, you can agree or disagree.
I don't like that name.
What?
Married Anderson. I don't like it. It's not sexy.
Okay, what would you like to be? Swinging, single?
Just Anderson.
Okay, perfect the deep throat. I'd like to preface this by saying that not all guys like/need the deep throat, and those who do like it don't need it all the time. Agree or disagree?
Totally agree. I think deep throat is a little bit overrated.
Really? Tell me why.
It shows me that she's been working with that gag reflex maybe a little bit more than I'd like. With others, you know what I mean? And it doesn't feel that great once it gets back in the bony part of your throat.
So then what is it about?
Lips and tongue is way better than the deep throat.
So you mean moving up and down, like more variety?
And usually, yeah, more variety and then just more sensual. But a lot of the time, it's very hard for them not to, at least even if they got good practice, not to gag a little bit and it just...
Oh, the ones who don't gag, you're like...
But as soon as they gag at all, it's like, oh, Jesus, stop choking yourself with me.
Right.
I know some
guys
like guys that.
Find that.
I know
hot.
Some guys really like that.
Right.
I think those are the guys with the, and sorry to all guys listening who might have this problem, but who think that their manhood's not quite big enough. Like Mike Catherwood would love to choke a woman to death with his penis because he's got a small one.
She'd have to pretend that she was choking, like put her finger in there too.
He would love that, yeah.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so deep throating is just one ride at the blowjob theme park, though, people, because I actually forgot about, I go in phases with it. I didn't forget about it, but I was with a guy who really loved it, and then I incorporated it again. And so even writing these tips to you all, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I was really trying to think of, like, my best tips. I was like, I should do that more with this guy, because you get into a rut. Got to mix with the blowjob.
Get into what?
You get into a blowjob rut sometimes, or anything rut. Sexual? Got to mix it up.
Rut. Okay.
Rut.
I think it's a blowjob rot.
Blowjob rot.
Okay.
Don't get into a blowjob rot. It's not necessarily the main attraction. Mix it into your repertoire, but feel free to use other techniques as well. Rule number one in perfecting the deep throat, maintain control, feel comfortable. A lot of guys do the head push number, but that doesn't fly with me. And
dicks.
I mean when you're sitting there and they have a hard, this is just in general the head push. You're hanging out, you're talking, you're fooling around, and then all of a sudden, like, you're making out, and he's like, with the head push. But I feel like I've said this enough over the years that I don't even need to tell you why that's so offensive. It's like, I know you have a penis. I know that it's probably really hard right now. We're making out. You do not need to push my head there to remind me. It's offensive. Now, if I'm giving you a blowjob, I don't mind like a little put, like I get that, but don't do the...
A little guiding, like the tempo yeah, that you like, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, but not pushing it. Like tempo, exactly. Thank you very much.
If we had a penis where we do, as well as one like in the middle of our back, I think it would be acceptable to maybe push because you're like letting the girl know which penis you want sucked.
Right.
You know what I mean? But since there's only one place to go.
Yeah,
let her go there on her own.
Exactly. So, exactly. We can figure it out. We don't push you down there. How would you? Would you like that?
That'd be so weird.
Like, here, go down
on me.
Yeah. Okay, before you start pleasuring him, let him know that his hands are free to roam, but he can't do any pushing of any kind. Hopefully, you don't even have to tell him this. But if he does, don't just give in and be a pussy. Chicks, just say no to that push. You can explore your own gag reflex without having to worry about a sneak attack. So go at your own pace. Okay, positions do matter for the deep throat. I find, depending on the guy's length and girth and curve and all that, deep throating sometimes works better from a different angle. So different sides coming at him from different directions. Just get a feel that works. So you can like lie on the side of him or be on top. Is there a position that you prefer women just going down in your general?
Well, it's nice if there's like eye level.
You want to see them.
A little eye contact, yeah.
Like, so would it be more where she's between your legs or she's on the side?
Like sitting down and her like on the knees would probably be ideal. Yeah.
That is universally acclaimed. I agree.
Yeah, yeah. Looking up.
Looking up with the eyes. Oh, this is so good. I love
it. But if he's like curved upwards, he might have to be upside down.
Exactly. There's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Or 69, my least favorite position.
A little vitamin E can fix that. It's Peyronie's disease.
Right. That's what Dr. Peyronie says.
800 milligrams of vitamin E. Yeah. 800 milligrams of vitamin E.
It fixes it.
It does correct if it's not too far. Yeah.
But like, is it like corrected by like a millimeter? That you're
I
like,
don't know. Doctors like talking millimeters.
I hear Dr. Drew
yes.
talk about that stuff. Okay. So, and also my third tip for this is relax. If you're thinking, I'm going to gag. Guess what? Your throat is all tensed and you are going to gag. It's just like anal sex being tense. So you got to breathe and you got to release relax your throat muscles. And you don't worry about keeping your lips super tight around his penis. And if you let your lips fall open, you open your throat more. So you might be worried also. You might get drool everywhere. But that's kind of the point, I think, when you get the gag reflex and you have more lube because you need a lot of spit or lube on it. Right? A dry blowjob?
They're not good.
No. And so another thing. Okay, no, that's all. That's all with the deep throat. Okay, okay, you all agree with the deep throat stuff there. But there's anything you didn't, except for.
No, just don't. You don't have to do it, ladies, all the time. Don't stop trying to impress with the deep throat because it does. It's not the end-all, be-all.
Okay, got it. And it is about variety. So here, mix it up is another tip. They say variety, spice of life, and there's nothing worse than like a bland blowjob. Like, I should actually ask people to send me their worst blowjob they've ever gotten. But like, have you gotten a blowjob where you're like, I'd rather be eating pizza right now?
You're going to get dozens and dozens from guys just saying, yeah, she didn't open her mouth enough and there's a lot of teeth involved. That's what you're going to hear a lot.
It's always the teeth.
Yeah. Because it makes sense. They're right there.
Yeah, but it really, like, how bad? I mean, is it like...
Some girls can't open their mouth very big.
Then use your hands. That's why your hands are. You got to mix it
up.
That's
right. You can use the
hands. They say variety is the spice of life, and there's nothing worse than a bland blowjob, like I said. Although rhythm is extremely important, your moves should have some variation. So you got to mix things up, varying between like slow, sensual slurps. Do you like hearing it?
Nope.
No? Light, quick licks and the oh-so-popular head bobbing maneuver. And just move your... You don't like licks? Slurps.
No, slurps.
You want to hear nothing. You want silence.
I don't need to hear that. No, I don't
Not
need
a
to hear
slurp,
that.
But like a...
I feel like I'm at 7-Eleven.
Don't you want to hear anything?
Yeah, maybe a little.
Like a mixed up
a humming.
Not the whole
humming.
Time. Okay, well, humming is coming
it's
up
coming
next.
It's coming up. Cool. Humming is coming.
Humming is coming. So here's the thing. Oh, you know what? Before the hummer... I'd like to give a shout out to my people at Good Vibrations because we love them and they help it so you can listen to the show for free. Although if you do buy my t-shirts, we will no longer have advertisers. I'm just going to say it. This is what your one-stop shop for everything that you need sexually. I mean, seriously, you go to the website, click on my banner, sexlovey.com. They have everything you need for blowjobs, too. You know, you could put another blowjob tip is to get flavored lube if you don't like the taste of it or the taste of semen or the taste of just, it's, you don't, a lot of women just don't like penises.
Well, the idea of.
You think it sounds like a locker room?
Yeah.
Get some flavored lube and put it on your lips like a lip gloss and then go down and then you will taste like strawberries.
Or Cherry.
Or Cherry. They have the magic wand, as you know, I've talked about, the Cadillac of all vibrators. Well, in a month, I just want to tell you all, 2 months, masturbation month, they're making a magic wand unplugged. Not plug into the wall.
I can't believe it's still plugged. I had no idea.
Yeah, totally. No cord, no limitations. I'm so excited. And also, they just have the best brand. So anything you ever want, they have penis rings. Big fan. That's also great to use during a blowjob. And check it. So sexhaven.com, click on the Good Vibes banner. Use code GVEmily20 for 20% off or, off your $200 order or GV or just Emily for 15% off. And support our sponsors and buy some friggin' sex toys. The Hummer. So it's that cute move when you hum while going down on a guy that gets a lot of positive word of mouth from the guys. You like it? Because I've heard from guys that it's really not that mind-blowing. See, every penis is different, like snowflakes, like vaginas. You love the humming?
No, you just put me on the spot with, like, sounds. I give you. I'd rather hear humming than slurping.
How about a hum, slurp, like...
We're in a dangerous territory.
If you really want to wow them next time you go down, this is for sure, and I doubt that you've had this happen to you, and I friggin' beg you with all your banal
She's
sex right now with
pointing
your friggin'
at me.
No, I am pointing at you. With all your friggin' baby sex, this
what?
Is what you should do.
Oh,
because you're trying to have a baby.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah,
will you just tell me you're trying to have a baby? I don't know why. Okay, listen.
I imagine babies having sex. I'm sorry.
I recommend grabbing your favorite handheld vibe. I've given you vibrators.
I got a few.
Okay. Like a bullet or an egg or just like a little, like the Jeju Mimi I love.
The little
triangle. When you have him
thing.
In your mouth, what?
With the little triangle.
Yeah. And yeah. It's like a skipping stone. When you have him in your mouth, turn your vibe to the lowest setting and touch it to your cheek. When you're going down, it'll vibrate.
That's the sound I like to hear is a vibrator.
Okay.
There you go.
You like that? Oh, I have one on me. I have my Crave Vesper if you want me to.
Is it around your neck?
Oh, no. It's at home. I mean, it's in my bag. It was kept turning on because I was like leaning up against things and it was turning on. It was kind of felt good on my breast. But and then another thing is that what it's so funny. I'll be sitting there. I'm like, oh, it's a vibrator. Sorry, it's a necklace vibrator. Okay. The thing is also about vibrators, I have found in my experience with penises and balls that a lot of guys like the vibrations around their shaft and a little bit on their balls. Not too much, but like a little vibration. And you think it's just for women, you're going to be like, let's get that thing out again. So you could start with it on your cheek and then move it. Have you ever had a vibrator on your balls or your shaft?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm married.
So boring. You are so boring.
And
people
I had an
listen
egg
to
on
me.
There once. I had an egg.
You had the egg, the vibrating egg?
Somebody put the egg there. Yeah.
And?
It was cool.
It didn't hurt, right? You didn't like call the police department.
No. Nothing to worry about, guys. Let the egg go there.
Okay.
You know what? Can we get having one? And I don't like to get graphic, and that's not really my style. In fact, on the After Disaster, that's kind of one of our catchphrases.
His
at
podcast,
least mine,
which is awesome. Yeah.
Is we're not that show. Whenever something filthy comes up, which happens often, but I'll
that sex with Emily.
Come in with that. We're not that show. Let's not talk about the filth. But not to get too graphic, but I think it's important. And being the voice of the guy in this conversation.
Yes, you are.
We don't have a clitoris necessarily, but we do have an area that's closer to the clitoris than the rest of the penis as a whole, and that is like if you're
the frenulum.
Is that what it is? Yeah,
the underside of the penis.
Right underneath where, you know, the everything comes out. Yeah.
Here's your penis.
Well, no one can see this, but yeah.
The underside of the penis, about an inch.
Right. So, like, if you are
super
looking
sensitive.
Up, if you're on your knees in front of me, you're looking up at me, it's going to be the underside of your penis.
Underside of the penis.
Right where, like, the middle of the, where the mushroom, you know. If you're circumcised.
Underneath the mushroom.
Right there. Yeah, right underneath the mushroom, right below.
For about an inch.
Below your urethra. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Getting clinical here. The hole in your penis.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And that little spot right there is pretty good.
Right below the inch, like right below the
bottom of your wiener. Yeah, the tip of your bottom. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's called the frenulum, and it is the most sensitive part of the
penis. Let's focus on there, ladies.
So, when you mean throat, focus.
As much as, like, you know, it's kind of like.
But what about lick it with your tongue, like lick it swirls?
Very good. That's nice.
So, that's a good tip, too, is going up and down. And then, like, when you're going up and down, swirl your tongue around. And you can even just, like, go up and down, but then, like, put your tongue on the frenulum. Or how else would you like your frenulum? Like.
That's good. That's good. A little pressure.
Right. And hands. Are you good with hands?
Hands are good, yeah.
So
use both.
Right. The whole time? though? Here's the thing.
Not the whole time.
The whole time. So would you like it to end? I mean, I know it's different with everyone, but it's like you use the hand. I mean, we have so much going on. I mean, it's like you could use your hands, you could use your mouth, you could have the hands and the mouth go up and down together. Or
if you're limber, get your
they
feet
could be
involved.
Different. Get your feet involved. Give a foot hand job. Lots of lube.
A lot of guys would like that, though. A lot of the foot fetish guys.
Foot fetish would
love,
be like, oh my God.
They actually have porn
That's
sites.
That's the top of their dream list.
That are only foot jobs.
It's really?
Just,
I did that
girls
once, I think.
Beating dudes off with their feet. Bizarre.
I think I did it by mistake once.
I would love to have a foot fetish, Emily. I would love
I would love to have any fetish.
I would pay money to have
Why?
A foot, go to the beach every summer. Just like, it'd be like seeing topless people everywhere. It'd
That's
be so
true.
Great.
But what if you had but boobs you can see everywhere too, but not the actual boobs.
Like I'd be like
But you know, think most boobs look better in a bathing suit than out of a bathing
yeah.
suit. Especially mine.
Especially
now.
Big boobs. Big boobs are a gamble. Like you never know what you're gonna see. Like when you get when the bra comes off and they get unleashed, you never know.
I
One
know.
Could go this way, that way, you know what I mean?
Have you seen a lot of breasts that kind of were like yeah. good to...
A lot of the time, honestly, sex is better if like some of the clothes are still on.
Okay, tell me about this. What do you mean?
Because everything is kept in place and you can't see any kind of shortcomings underneath. Yeah.
And by keeping clothes on, do you specifically mean the bra?
Bra, even like the underwear. I know you girls don't like to hear panties. But,
no, panties, I know. Sometimes. I wish panties wasn't a bad word, wasn't an annoying word, because it is. But I agree. And I think it's
Sometimes
hotter, too.
It's way hotter.
But, like, is it because her vagina doesn't look pretty when it's going up and down in your penis?
No, that looks fine. I think there's something about the... It definitely adds the element of spontaneity. And, like, wow, she's still almost presentable to the public, but we still managed to bang right here, right now.
Oh,
you know what I mean? There's something about
yeah.
that. Something makes it almost more wrong.
Right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. And I have to say, tips for guys is that a lot of women like the feel of their panties. I'm just going to say panties because...
What are you supposed to say? For
underwear?
Underwear? Yeah, underwear doesn't
panties,
sound right.
Panties or granny panties. Is that it actually feels really good. So you know how I'm always saying go 5 times slower than you should and that so foreplay? Rubbing a woman over her panties, the material rubbing on her clitoris can feel amazing. And the longer that you can wait to actually touch her and leave them on. I had my first orgasm from a guy that way
in
high school.
Cotton panties? They weren't polyester, right?
No, they were
probably
cotton.
Wouldn't be good.
No, they were cotton. And I remember I was like in my mom. I was in the. Oh God, I never even talked about this. I was in the downstairs basement area. We had basements in the Midwest.
Is this Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend
Emily in the basement.
Emily
okay.
in the basement
with her cotton panties.
With my cotton panties, and he put my pants on, and he was just rubbing me, and it felt so good that I had my first orgasm with
And you're like 24, right?
Yeah. Well, something I just like said I was in high school. No, here's the thing. My first, like, real orgasm during intercourse, I was, like, 22.
I noticed you said real.
What?
Meaning, well, suggesting that you had many fake ones. Up
no,
point.
But during intercourse. But this was just him guy touching me. And it was hot. And I'm saying till this day, even, like, when you rub, like, over her material over nipples. But is the penis the same? Like, would you like being rubbed? I always...
Nah, I've had scabs. Gotta be careful.
Like, you don't want your... You're like, okay, you're on a blowjob.
I literally have had scabs. From too much rubbing and too much dry
not like
humping.
Scabs, not
no,
like
actual like raw open wounds on my penis.
I was thinking of what's it called? Scabs, the disease.
Oh, scabies, scabies, scabs.
You no. mean you've had scabs because they rub the underwear
yeah,
too
yeah.
much?
Yeah, like I
like
was
dry humping.
Raw.
You were dry humping.
Yeah,
right. But for women, it feels really, really good. So I would say, have her linger in her lingerie.
You still chasing that dragon for the cotton panties? Orgasm? You still looking for that again?
Yeah, I am. I think guys move too quickly. Leave my panties on. And if they're lace, whatever. Leave them on a little bit. And I think it's hot when they just pull it aside, like you're saying,
and
stick
quick.
It in.
Let's do it.
Hot.
Yeah,
quickie.
Yeah.
Do it. Just mix it up, people. Okay, balls. When it comes to balls, we're talking about blowjobs, proceed with caution. You might find yourself with one guy who really likes his balls tugged and batted around like a cat with a toy. It's true. Every guy's different. But there's no guarantee the next guy won't have a hypersensitive, don't even frigging come near them situation. True?
Yeah. My very good friend, Mike Carano, he's got a huge phobia of anyone touching his balls.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody.
I'm glad I'm not his girlfriend because that would be a pain in the ass.
Why? No, that's easy. I didn't know for years I had post-traumatic ball disorder because I heard a guy once. I don't remember what happened. Like, I don't think... It was like my knee. Something happened during sex. I don't remember. I did something and it was painful. And for like years, I completely blocked that the balls even existed out of my head. Like this is my 20s. For like
you were just afraid of them. Like they're.
I was
like,
oh my god, oh my god. I don't touch them. Don't hurt them. Guys don't like it. And then I was finally with a guy who was like, okay, here's, and I told him, and he's like, no, here. And he's like, cup them like, you know, like, can you show me again, like how to do it? Like, cup them like those like, Benoit balls, you know?
Like a Russian nesting egg?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and now I'm good. Now I'm down, but it's true. Not every guy likes it. So the best move, like, I've had success with usually is involves cupping his balls while you're going down on him. So with one hand and your mouth working his penis, with the other hand, gently cradle his little danglers. try cupping them. Don't squeeze them too hard. You just never know. And so the other thing is, when a guy's really into getting a good BJ, his whole body is really sensitive. So it's a good opportunity to multitask, which is what women are really good at anyway. And there's a couple hot spots. So there's a lower back, top of ass. Do you know this? That when guys are really turned on, it's very sensitive. So you can kind of grab his ass, bring him in towards you.
That's a new one.
Do you know that?
Well, I guess it gives the idea that, like, she wants it even harder and deeper.
If he's standing and you're on your knees, hence every guy's dream favorite position, try lightly stroking the lowest part of his back and the top of his butt with your fingertips. If he starts to giggle, stop, because he thinks it's funny. But save the spot in your arsenal for later. Like, he, if he's really into it, but he probably won't laugh. But if he likes it, he likes it. Can you see that?
Kind of have long arms to do that.
No, if you're like on your knees and you're like, can grab his ass and tickle his.
Okay.
Okay, we got to move into some emails, I mean, from the people here. Anyway, those are my blowjob tips, and they're all going to be on the website, and I'm going to teach another blowjob workshop in Los Angeles. I have to make up for it because we have all the steak. You know, I told one of my guy friends who's straight that I was having the steak and blowjob workshop, and he's like, wow, are they really going to have steak there? Like, isn't that funny? I was like, you don't want to know about blowjobs? Like, he just, I
like that. I like that guy. That guy's funny.
He's like, no, he was serious, though. He's like, they're really going to have steak? Like, he was excited. I'm like, what about the freaking blowjob part?
But I, you know what? I was thinking the exact same thing, because it's not a restaurant. It's like a porn shop. Hustler, how
it's
are they going to have steaks?
It's a beautiful shop. It's a great, Hustler Hollywood.
A great porn Hey, he would not be mad if I called it a porn shop. It's a the nicest porn shop.
It is so freaking awesome. If you go to Hustler Hollywood in Los Angeles, or anywhere, there's like 13 of them, and you use, you tell them that Emily sent you. You get 20% off anything, and I freaking love it there.
You
I
ever
want to move
send in. Secret shoppers over there? Make sure they actually do that.
No, I should.
Yeah,
they'll be like, "Who the hell's Emily?"
Yeah. What if some dingbat up at the counter says that? Uh-oh. How do they make steaks? Over
I went in there once to shoot a video. They're like, "Sorry, you can't do it here." I'm like,
"You're like Emily."
I'm Emily. You don't know who I am.
How do they make steaks there, though, Em? Did they bring
it? They ordered the steak. This is why I felt bad. I never cancel anything. And I was like, I couldn't talk. I had to cancel the whole event. And that's why I'm making up for you now on the blowjob show. And I will have it.
It's a good blowjob show. I actually learned a couple things.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you're going to carry it on to your wife? Would you like an egg for your balls?
I'm married.
Dude, I just said wife. I know that. Oh, I was going to read some more blowjob stories. But I think we should. Oh, you wrote them more. Okay. Want to hear the best blowjob story? And then I'm going to get into emails. Dear Emily, for me, It'd have to be any time my girlfriend and I have been away from each other for a while. Tension builds quickly as we both have very high sex drives. So when she goes down on me, it feels very passionate and she gets really into it. It makes it feel so much better. She uses a lot of tongue work and uses her hands either on my shaft or sometimes my ass. The work and passion she puts into it when we've been away from each other makes it that much more intense and mind-blowing. Thank you, dude. Mm.
All right.
Absence makes the blowjob stronger. That's what he's trying to say.
Makes most things stronger. Let me, real quick, because I told you earlier in the show that I had one. And, you know, that's nice. Oh. The passionate ones are nice. That's
more,
fantastic.
Yeah, I want to hear yours. Dude, give it.
It's more fun if it goes the dark direction. And you should elicit some from your listeners to send
feedback
in
feedback at sexwithemily.com.
Disastrous blowjob. So this girl who was new at sex and she was dating some older guy. It wasn't me. This is a friend of mine. And she was talking to her friend before she went out on this date with this guy about sex and about things. And her friend's like, you need to like take Tic Tacs with you because guys love it if you eat Tic Tacs and then blow them because it gives like some kind of mentholated. I don't know.
It's like Monica Lewinsky with the Mentos and Bill Clinton. Late 90s,
I should say. And so she is panicking and it's later on the date and she's going down on this guy and she takes out her little Tic Tacs and she got it confused in her head and she she takes a Tic Tac and she puts it in the hole of his penis and he starts screaming and it got stuck in there.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
And it was like down and he couldn't get it out. He had to go to the hospital
Shut
to get it removed.
Up. That is a terrible blowjob story.
Yes, it
How
is.
How old was
it's a bad
she?
One. She was like young 20s and he was
confused?
Like in his 40s.
It was like put
so
it in your mouth.
He deserves it for going out with somebody so much younger than him. I kind of
You know what? You're right. That's why men shouldn't date younger women, because your penis could fall off.
It could. You could get a Tic Tac stuck in
totally.
It.
Totally. What an Careful. Idiot. She's not too bright. She's like, oops. You said put in my mouth? I thought you said put in his hole.
Not too bright. And what's funny is when she was telling me the story, you know what's going through my head the entire time? Because I'm a guy. This chick wants to get it on with me. She's telling me story.
Wait, she was it? She the one who put the
She told me the story, yeah.
She put the Tic Tac
She's
in.
The one, yeah.
Was it years later?
It was years later, yeah. But I was thinking.
How many years later?
Probably. Five. She was like late 20s when she told me the story. But I was thinking, as a guy, if you open up, ladies, and tell like graphic sex stories like that, chances are the guy that you're telling it to is thinking, yeah, she wants to do something with me.
So true.
Yeah.
And that's why it is true. And what if she just talks about sex in general?
Yeah, a little bit. Especially if
this
she's drinking.
No,
yeah. But this is your job. So
I know, but people are already thinking it.
But don't
and I'm
you,
like, can't we talk about politics?
Yeah, you probably want to talk about something else. Because it's like me with Loveline. Like, when I get off work and I go to bars, if I hear girls talking about sex, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
It's like, sounds like work.
But it's not like you don't want to have sex. People are like, do you ever get sick of sex? I mean, I don't get sick of sex.
No. Sex and talking about sex. Two different things.
Two different things. You know, as soon as I go to parties, I'm like, please don't bring up what I do. And then they'll be like, hey, she's sex with them. And I'm like,
especially after a few drinks. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Everyone's got a story. Everyone's got a problem. Okay.
Excuse me.
See, I'm sick. Not, I'm all better. Dear Emily, I'm emotionally attracted to a girl that I'm dating, but not physically attracted to her. Every morning, she asks to have sex, and I really want to. I feel like a jerk because I don't want to hurt her feelings, so I regularly go through with it. Am I an asshole?
You're a coward.
Am I an asshole? Is this going to eventually break the relationship? Should I just end it now? Are there things I can do to turn it around? Help, Devin.
Did you see how long the relationship's been?
No, and here's what I want to tell people. I've been saying this lately, and I hope this sinks in. Please, please, when you email me, tell me where you're from, and tell me how old you are. Helps. But you don't need to tell me much more. I don't need pages and pages, but it helps to know. I think he's younger. Sorry to say this, Devin, but having a physical and sexual attraction is probably the most important thing. You need that as an anchor. I mean, emotional is great, but emotional without physical... Not, it's just eventually you're going to want to start having sex with someone else, and it's a problem. Without it, you're missing a huge part of the relationship, and that's the physical intimacy and the connectedness. So I want to know, were you attracted to her at first and then you lost it, or have you always felt this way? Because if you haven't, you know, he didn't say how long he was together. I always tell people that the physical attraction can return if they had it at the beginning, but you got to work on it. But if you never had it, just cut your losses. What were you going to say?
If you haven't by now, yeah.
If you're,
for sure.
If you're with someone and you're like, oh, I love talking to her. She's awesome, but I've never been able to get it out for her. She's your best friend.
And the physical is more powerful in the sense that it's instinctual and it's where everything begins. I mean, we're always first physically attracted to someone and then we get to know them. There's no way to be emotionally attached to someone.
There's no guy who's like, I loved the way she listened to my problem tonight.
Now, I have been with girls who, like, I wasn't attracted to them at all at first, and then I fell in love with them, and I did find them very physically attractive.
Women do that.
And they haven't really changed, but my mind, the way I saw them, changed. But if this guy's already...
Wait, you've done that with a woman?
I've totally done that.
You've been like, oh, I don't think she's that hot, and then she gets hotter?
Yeah, I was with a girl that I was, like, really good friends with for 6 months, and then I had no attraction to her. She was, like, pudgy and bad acne, and just there's nothing, but I loved her so much as a person. And then...
So what happened when you were drunk one night go?
Yeah. She's actually the one.
Always.
That, yeah. But,
she's
yeah.
She's a Tic Tac in the penis
No. She's the one that gave from too much dry humping the first time.
Oh, but she gave you scabbies.
We ended up dating for like 3 years. Like, I was in love with this girl. And then
her personality. I was going to say that men typically, that usually it's women, guys grow on them and they're like, but this is great. Tell me more.
Well, I got a lot of girl in me too. I should say that. I got a lot of girl.
You're emotional.
But she ended up cleaning up her act. Lost a bunch of weight, got her face all clean while we were together.
Okay.
She turned into like a very beautiful girl. And,
like a swan.
Ended up marrying my best friend.
Yeah. Did she leave you for your best friend?
Yeah she did.
Oh, no. Were you crushed?
Are
you
still?
Are you so, like, is it still
I'm
hard to talk about?
Now. Thank God she got away because I got a great wife now. But yeah.
How long were you together? 3 years?
Three and a half years.
And then like one day you found out or she said, hey, I'm in love with Joe.
She went to, she went away to college and I was still going to visit her because it was like in San Diego, so it wasn't that far. And then like I actually heard her. I went out for a cigarette and one benefit of smoking, which I'm quitting April 1st, but like you can like, go outside, have a cigarette and you might overhear your girlfriend through the window talking to your old best friend about how she's bummed because I'm there.
Oh, so dude. She, yeah. I mean, tell me you.
It was tough.
What did you just?
They're divorced.
Honey.
Three kids.
And was he really your best friend and it's done and done?
It's a long story, but
dude,
he was my best friend.
I'm sorry that I'm hurt. I actually need to I'm so sad.
They were dating when they were before me and I actually stopped being friends with him because he was such a dick. He took so much advantage. He'd get drunk and strike out at the party and then he'd call this little girl. Well, she was a freshman in high school and say, come blow me. And she would. And I'm
girl that you dated?
Yeah. So I stopped being friends with him and then she ended up going back to him 4 years later. Anyway, long convoluted story, but yes. Long story short, if you are with this girl and you're feeling like it's a chore to bang her and there's nothing there and you got to think of other people to get it up, it's over.
It is. And if you're young and you're in whatever, you don't have as much experience, I would say that either, you could try to give her the whole college try, but it's common in relationships for the physical attraction to go, to not be as strong as it was the first 18 months. That's how we're wired. It's biology. However, if it's gone and you can't get it back or it's only been a few months, you got to work on it. So also, are you sexually attracted to other women? If not, it's possible that it's you that's changed. Recent stresses, life. I mean, as if you're not attracted to other women and you just have no sex drive is what I'm saying. You could be stressed out. There could be a life situation. A lot of times when guys are stressed about work, money, they can't get it up. They don't want to have sex.
I think that's great advice considering how little he gave you.
Thank you.
As far as information.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We're going to do one more real quick. Emily, I'm having some serious problems with sexual insecurity. My boyfriend says he's like to go down on me, but only if I take a shower first or only if it doesn't stink. This has been an ongoing issue for our 4-year relationship, and I can't shake this insecurity. He thinks he's being honest with me, but it just hurts my feelings and makes me not want to have sex at all. I do take care of myself down there. No, there's nothing wrong with me. I just can't get those words, he says, out of my head to enjoy sex anymore. Please help. Love you. Love your show. Vivian.
What a dick.
What an asshole. Seriously? He claims he enjoys it, but only if. That talks about him and not you. I can't get out of my head now. Listen, there's no way you're supposed to be calm and collected and into this sexual situation if he's telling you that. You're doing everything right. You're keeping it, clean. This is his insecurities and not yours. And you have to have an honest conversation with him if you still like this guy regarding his comments. And he needs to know that they're hurtful and they make you feel bad. And does he actually believe you have a hygiene issue? Because here's the other thing. Some women do. We've talked about this a lot, that they don't know, and they could have an infection.
Yeah, it's tough to tell.
It's very tough to tell. So you might, I'm just saying there's a possibility, but he's been saying it for 4 years.
If she has a good friend, though, that maybe can tell her.
Yeah, come over, Betsy, and sniff my badge.
Well, there's some girls that are very close, right?
Yeah, that's true. But it's an immaturity on his part, I think, and after you talked about it, you got to give your vagina a break. Stop worrying about it. But listen, if you'd been dating for 4 years, and one day he said, listen, babe, something's kind of funky, and maybe you should go to the doctor, because if you're listening to this, and that happens to women. They don't know. But this is four years.
I don't think this is that.
No. He doesn't like oral sex.
I think he's just lazy, and he's probably a negotiator. He's probably a negotiator in life. He's probably works in the stock market, or he's a real estate agent.
Or he doesn't like it, or he just is insecure about it, or he's OCD and thinks it's going to keep him in a disease. I don't like this guy, Vivian. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But 4 years, she's in love.
This is going to ruin her for her life.
Yeah. He's ruining you.
She's
going to
bring the
badge
back. Yeah. You got to go with some guy who just loves your pussy, and he's like, all I want to do is sit here and go down. Pussy?
Yeah,
what am I going to say?
Graphic.
Panties and pussies? I could say vagina, but I actually dislike the word vagina, and I'm trying to come up with a better one. Okay, everyone, that's what we got time for. I got a few things to say, though, first, before we go. I love you, Anderson, and check out Anderson's podcast, The After Disaster and The Film Vault. And one of my goals for 2015 is to see more movies. Film Vault, you talk about movies, so what should I see anything out right now that you guys have reviewed or that I should talk about? Because I saw one in the last 5 years. And I don't even remember.
Yeah,
what it
was. that was 50 Shades of Grey that you saw. I know what you saw. You know what? The critics are really hard on it, but Chappie. I love Chappie. I've seen it twice now. The movie there's a lot of problems with the movie. It's Neil Blomkamp's latest movie. He's the one that did District 9 a few years ago that was up for Best Picture. Everyone loved it. But this is his latest one. It's Chappie. It's an R-rated movie about a robot cop that's kind of like Short Circuit, and he has AI. A lot of going on here. But the movie itself is not very good, but Chappie the robot is great.
The robot is a great actor?
The actor that played him is great. And if you fall in love with the robot like I did, I think you can really enjoy this movie. So it's only got 30% on Rotten Tomatoes right now, but I've seen it twice.
Who cares? After Disaster. I mean,
South African band that I'm obsessed with called De Antwoord, which they star in the movie. It opened up this whole new thing for me. I love this movie.
Okay, you talk about it in the Film Vault, this week's podcast. Yeah, yeah. Okay, check it out, people. Also, I'm going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. What are the dates? April 25th and 26th. You remember the Sexual Health Expo I did in Los Angeles? It was such a success. It's open to consumers, men, women, couples. It was 2,000 people here. We're doing it in Phoenix, April 25th and 26th at the DoubleTree Hotel. I'm actually giving away tickets, too. So email me if you want to go. It's in Scottsdale.
Is that by ASU?
It's in Scottsdale. Oh, yeah. My brother went to school there. No, he was at U of A. Whatever. It's in Scottsdale.
I think they had the most STDs of any school.
I've heard this. Yeah. So also, if you like the show, I love you. Tell your friends about it. Tell your friends to listen. Because friends don't let friends not have the best sex of their life. Also, if you like us, please. Social media, you know, I love it. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it's all Sex with Emily. And finally, my Kegel Camp, my iPhone app, was just re-released on iTunes. It's better than ever. It's for men and for women. Remind you to your Kegels. We need interns. Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. We love you. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Anderson. And thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Speaking of penises, everyone, thanks for listening to the show. That was a lot of penis, right, Anderson? But what we didn't talk about was a promescent. What? A
lot of dick.
A lot of dick. So if he comes little, I don't like that word.
Dick?
That's fine.
Which is worse, dick or pussy?
Dick.
No way.
It's not sexy. Cock is sexier. Mm-hmm. No? No? Would you ever, if a woman was talking dirty, would you rather say, I want to suck your dick? Or would you rather say, I want to suck on your cock?
Dick.
Really?
That's me, though.
Interesting.
That's me.
Jesus Christ, we're all so friggin' different. Listen, one in three men, they come a little quicker than they want to. Call premature ejaculation. Just call it being a dude. Women take about, 6 to 8 minutes orgasm. Women can take 20 to 40 minutes. I actually had an angry email listener say, it takes me 40, 50. Why are you saying 20? So what I'm saying is there's an orgasm gap between men and women. Permescent helps you last twice as long. Thousands of urologists recommended it. You put it on your penis.
Thousands of what?
Urologists.
I thought you said your relatives.
My relatives. I'm sorry, we talk about it at Thanksgiving all the time. They love it. Promescent.com. Check it out. PROMESCENT. Check it out. Thanks for listening, Sex Family. Love you.
Hello. Hi, it's me, Ross Matthews, America's gay. Listen, I get it. Life is hard. Okay, we all struggle. Boyfriend problems, girlfriend problems, job problems, life problems, which TV show to watch. Honey, I get it. You need help. That's why I'm here. I'm the gay best friend you wish you had, and honey, you know you need. It's Straight Talk with me, Ross Matthews. This is tough love, honey, but it's worth it, like plucking or waxing. Get your weekly gay pep talk right here on podcast1.com.